Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 7 and verses 12 to 13. Religion and politics. That was the previous discourse. Religion and politics unite. Now is religion and politics unite against truth. That's the point. Against truth. Let me just read these words. Amos chapter 7 verses 12 to 13. Then Amaziah, that's the priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Oh, we loved your last sermon. Oh, no, get out, you seer. Go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore in Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom. This is where we are having our religion. This is where we're having our politics, and we don't want you mixing and messing with it. It's religion and politics united against Amos, against God, as I said in the previous discourse. But specifically, they don't want, they hate, and they're not going to have, and they want it stopped. What? The truth. Amos was a prophet, a seer, verse 12. He was prophesying, verse 12. He was a prophet in verse 10, I think it is. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. That's what the priest had said to the king. But this is what the prophet is. He's a seer. He's a prophecy. He's prophesying, verse 13. And it's because he's a preacher. It's because he's prophesying. And because he's preaching God's truth, that is what they don't want. We want to hear pleasant things. We want to hear those nice things that boost our confidence, boost our opinions, satisfy our wants. They don't want God and his word. Religion and politics combine against God. Don't prophesy any more at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary. We don't want God's word here. This is the temple of the kingdom, the temple of the king. We don't want your nonsense here. You can hear it. They're sneering, they're mocking, they're casting jibes. And you're in it for the money, they say. Go and earn your bread down there. Now, Christ was crucified by whom? Jews? Yes. By Romans? Yes. By both. Religion and politics combined against our Lord Jesus, and they're ever against our Lord Jesus. They were against the true prophets in the Old Covenant. Here they are. They were against Christ in his life. And I'll take it, my friend, you'll understand. Religion and politics can often be against the true gospel of our day. What do men want? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. Paul warns us that this age will be marked because and by people who don't want to hear the word of God. What do they want? Oh, they want preachers. But they gather around them a great many preachers, a heap of preachers, to preach and teach them what they want to hear. Satisfy our desires, our carnality. Please us. Teach us what we want to hear. Don't teach us what you think God wants us to hear. Turn away from the truth and turn, says Paul, to fables, to myth. They want the world. They want fun. They want pleasure. They want self-esteem. They don't want the gospel. They don't want Christ. There'd be anyone and anything but Christ. How relevant is this word? Religion and politics combine to crush Amos and silence him. But God's word stands, and here am I reading it in 2022 and trying to speak on it. Religion and politics combined against the gospel. And whatever is falling upon the gospel and trying to support the gospel, watch out, because after all, Satan will use religion and politics to try and put a stop to God and his word. God's word will triumph. But nevertheless, my friend, it will come at a price. God help every faithful preacher who will resist the pressure of religion and politics not to preach the word of God. Whether men will hear or whether they will forbear, may God bless his faithful servants that they may still proclaim Christ and lift him up before all. May God be praised, even if the heavens should fall.